This is Focus on Domestic Violence, a public affairs presentation. I'm David Pike. I'm director of Safe Place in Mitchell County.
And I'm Samantha Phipps, the director of the Family Violence Coalition in Yancey County.
We were talking last week about the cycle of violence and how that works. And we want to talk a little bit today about ways to recognize potential violence in your partner. Are you in a kind of a relationship that, you know, is headed for trouble down the road possibly, and what are the red flags? So we want to talk a little bit about that. We're going to talk about some questions that you can ask yourself about your partner. So give us one or two of these questions.
Well, one of the things that we see, and this can be when people are just dating, and we talk to a lot of teenagers and even middle school kids about these things. So this might apply to your children or it could apply to you. Is your partner okay with you having other friends?
They tend to want to isolate you and sort of captivate you and possess you, don't they?
Right, right. And that's a part of that personality type. They fear that you will leave them if you have anybody else you care about other than them.
Remember that an abuser, even though he comes across as a terrorist, he's a very insecure,
fragile
little boy.
Yeah,
very fragile
ego.
Person. And so that's one of the things you need to consider. Does your partner have interest other than you? I think people are flattered early on in a relationship when their partner tends to devote all their time and energy to you. And you may be flattered at first, but that can also be a danger sign.
Right, right. And if they're keeping up with what you're doing too much, that can be an early warning sign. If you're going out with friends just to have a innocent good time, maybe shopping, and he's calling or she's calling, what are you doing? You know, I thought you were going to be so-and-so. That's getting a little too scary.
And later on in relationships, we see that as, you know, he'll go out and check the mileage on the car to see just how far you have gone.
You went further than the grocery store, didn't you?
That's right. If you're supposed to go to Walmart's and that's only 10 miles away and you got 20 miles on the car, then you got some explaining to do.
Exactly.
People get angry in relationships, and how we handle anger is often a symptom of how we're going to deal with our relationships down the road, isn't it?
Yeah. If your partner starts throwing things or breaking things, especially breaking your things, then that is a control issue. It's violence.
I've had so many people come in and say he broke this treasured item I had, some little collection of whatever, knickknacks or something that was very precious to that person, and just to show control.
Oh, yeah. We had a lady once at our shelter, and her partner had thrown all of her children's baby pictures in the bathtub and all kinds of mementos that she could never get back or buy back from any store, and burned them when she left him.
And, you know, if you have any kind of relationship with someone of the opposite sex, does that bother your partner? I mean, that's clearly a red flag there. If you can't have friends of the opposite sex without him thinking that you're in some kind of relationship with them, then that's really a red flag, isn't it?
Right. That is, and they can also be jealous of your family or friends and isolate you from them. And there's also another red flag is, we already talked about the alcohol and drugs, I think, last week, if they use them almost every day or go on binges. But does your partner ridicule you or put you down? A relationship should bring you up. It should not be constantly bringing you down.
That's right. If you feel like after being in a relationship with this person for a long period of time that there's, you know, you just don't feel good about yourself, then it's probably because of the feedback that you've been getting from that person. I want to stop there, and we each have a couple of programs we want to talk about. This week we're starting a new program with Fresh Start, and we have employability and life skills classes. And if you'd like more information about those, we've had a real good success with placing people. So I'll give you a number in just a few minutes. You can call us at Safe Place about more information about that. And you've got an abuser treatment program that's ongoing.
Right, right. We have the abuser treatment program, which is the state-certified 26-week program. If you or your partner is in need of that program, judges have been court-ordering folks into that. But you can also call us at 678-3436 to discuss going into it voluntarily. Sarah Wells leads those groups, and it's called Personal Peaceful Growth. And she's been in the business for 10 years. She's a licensed therapist. And the program right now, I'm sitting through the women's group, and it's wonderful so far.
let's give them some phone numbers. If you want to call in Mitchell County about any problem or particularly about the Fresh Start program, call us at 765-4044 is our 24-hour hotline.
And our crisis line in Yancey County is 682-0056.
I want to thank everybody for listening, and remember that stopping domestic violence begins with who? It begins with me and you.